says, "I do not always love my body. On most days, I feel like a goddess. On some other days, I don't. And today is one of those days when I cried because I looked in the mirror and I didn't really like what I saw. I know that feelings are fleeting and most times overrated, to be honest. Feelings are not always reality. I know that I am not my body and my sense of self-worth is not attached to what standards of beauty they are." Hi, and welcome to the Love and Self-Esteem podcast with Temi Tokwe and Yonyemi, where I talk on issues relating to your self-esteem and everything in between. How have you been? I hope you have been good. And this is coming a bit late, but welcome to the month of April. This is actually my favorite month for so many reasons. But anyways, I really hope that you have been good. It is the second episode in this body image series, and it's a very, very important one because I have seen many people get frustrated and beat themselves up over and over again while on the journey to building a positive body image, because I mean, nothing seems to be working for them. You know, they step out every day and they still don't feel good about their bodies. The struggle seems to be like intense each day. And if this is you, the problem might just be that what you have been trying to do is not build a positive body image. What you've been trying to do is force yourself to love or to feel good about your body. Now, hear me out. A positive body image is different from loving your body in the sense that you can build a positive body image without necessarily loving your body. I mean, at least not all the time. And let me even punctuate here and define what body image is, right? Body image is what you believe about your appearance and how this affects your perception, how this affects how you see yourself, you know, how you think that other people perceive you. It is also how this belief affects your attitudes, you know, how it influences your actions and your inactions. It is basically much more than just how you look, right? It is how you look. Now, that's bad English, but it is how you look has influenced or contributed in influencing what you think about yourself generally. That's basically what body image is. And so then, a positive body image would be understanding that your sense of self-worth does not depend on how you look, right? It is treating yourself, and that includes your body, with all the respect that you deserve, regardless of what you look like. It is when you get to the point where how you look does not affect how you see yourself or what you think of yourself. And if you think about it, this does not require you to automatically love your body or to always love your body, because the truth is, you might not wake up every day feeling like you have the most amazing body, but having a positive body image shifts the focus from how you look to who you are and what you can do. Right, because there's so much on social media these days telling you to love your body, to step out and feel good about your body, and it puts pressure on people, right? Because they try and they can't just seem to love, you know, some particular things about their body or their body in general. But the truth is, you can build a positive body image, you can find your sense of self-worth outside of your body, and that's actually how it should be, because you are not your body. And now, this is not to say that you wouldn't think about your body. I mean, that's not realistic. But it is knowing that you are not your body, so you can still pursue your life goals, stand up for yourself and be assertive, be a good person, show up every day, because your sense of self-worth is exactly where it should be. And that is basically what having a positive body image is. So you see, it doesn't mean that you have to try and wake up every day and say, oh, I love my body. Oh, I choose to love my body. There's no pressure, really. You know, I saw a quote somewhere, I can't really remember where, that said that people with a positive body image understand that personal appearance has very little to do with ability or character. And that is so profound, because like, a positive body image is far more than just loving your body. In fact, I made a post on my Twitter and my Instagram sometime last year, and I'm going to read out the post now. It says, "I do not always love my body. On most days I feel like a goddess, on some other days I don't. And today is one of those days when I cried because I looked in the mirror and I didn't really like what I saw. I know that feelings are fleeting and most times overrated, to be honest. Feelings are not always reality. I know that I am not my body and my sense of self-worth is not attached to what standards of beauty they are. I know everything I need to know to not be weighed down by this feeling. I'm just here to say that on some days it's harder than the others, and that's fine, actually." End of Quote. So a little backstory here. What happened on that particular day was my birthday had just passed and a friend got me this item, this clothing item that I had always wanted to have. So you know when you see, you know, this particular cloth and you just think of all the possible ways that you could style it in your head, you know, so if I wear it with this, it's going to give me this look. If I wear it with that, I'm going to look this way. But, you know, it didn't look as good as I wanted it to or as I pictured in my head. And so I cried. I was so hurt and upset. I mean, it was just a bad body day. It was one of those days and it doesn't really change who I am. Because I mean, I could always buy something else that would suit me. But it was in the heat of the moment and I was so disappointed at that point and genuinely hurt, especially because I had planned so many looks with that particular item. But I am almost sure that when I made the post, some people went like, oh, you talk on self-esteem, how dare you cry about your body. But the truth is, you won't always feel good about yourself. And honestly, that's fine, really. There's no pressure. You don't always feel good about the work that you do. No thanks to imposter syndrome, but it doesn't always mean that the work is bad. Now, that's not a very perfect analogy because sometimes it could mean that the work is bad. But I hope you get the point. Feelings can be terrible drivers sometimes, basically. And it is important that this is addressed or that I address this as we begin this body image series. Because I don't want to start this season and have you feeling like what I'm trying to do is get you to always love your body or to always feel good about yourself before you can have a positive body image or a healthy self-esteem in general. What I am trying to do is make you see your worth outside of your body and how you feel about yourself or how you feel about it, basically. And as a result, you can have healthy interactions with yourself and the world around you. Because I mean, having a positive body image is knowing that there is a wide diversity of how the human body is structured. And I made a post about this on my Instagram. You know, we have people in small, big, thin, fat, skinny, curvy, blue eyes, black eyes, round face. So it doesn't mean that one is better than the other. I mean, I don't think there's any rule set in stone that says that one body type is better than the other or one body feature is better than. I mean, it's okay if you prefer one body type or feature above the other. We are all allowed to have preferences, right? As long as you understand that you are not your body and your worth is not dependent on your body type. I'm beginning to think of how many times I might have said body in this particular episode, but hey, it's a body image series, so yeah. And when you understand this, you learn to stop comparing yourself to the other person. When you understand that, I mean, there are different ways that the human body is structured. You would learn to stop comparing yourself to the other person or feeling like they are better than you because they have a body that you fancy. And that is exactly what this season is set to do for you. Now that that is out of the way, there are other myths on body image that I want to briefly address. And the first one is the idea that the male gender is not affected by their body image too. You see, when we hear things like body image, self-esteem, mental health, we automatically assume that it's for the female gender alone. And that is not true. It's a topic that concerns everyone, male and female. In fact, research has shown that more than 40% of men have body image issues. They are just less likely to talk about it. And that could be because of societal programming, but let me never go into all of that. There are so many statistics pulled from different parts of the world that prove that men are equally affected by these issues. But you just hardly see them talk about these things because, like I said, societal programming. A man coming out to talk about stuff like this would be regarded as maybe weak or unmanly, in quotes, which isn't fair, by the way, but these are some of the reasons why it seems like issues bothering on self-esteem and everything in between are for the female gender only. But I'll have you know that men also have these issues, and like every other issue, they need to be addressed. Another myth is the idea that changing your body would make people like you, increase your status symbol, and get you validation. If you feel like changing your body is going to get more people to like you, then the truth is that it's not really about your appearance then. It's about how you see yourself or what you think of yourself. Because I remember when I was struggling with body issues and I used to feel like nobody wanted to have a conversation with me or hear what I had to say because I looked small. It was so real to me that I believed it. So I would avoid getting into conversations because I believed I didn't have anything valuable to say, right? In my head, I always assumed that people thought and said, you know, what does this small girl have to say anyway? So I just boxed myself up and I didn't bother to go out or join conversations or anything. I felt like I didn't have any reason for someone to like me or take me serious because of how I looked. Trust me, it might seem funny now, but it was a whole thing and it went on like that for years. But when I slowly began to learn my worth outside of my body type and unlearn all the ideal body ideas I had at the back of my mind, I felt more at peace because I was no longer feeling like I was worthless. I was able to go into conversations and speak more. In fact, I began to initiate some of these conversations by myself. It was then that I realized that it wasn't really about how I looked, but about how I saw myself or what I thought of myself. Because I mean, I'm still the same person. I haven't added in height, weight, or anything really. Well, except in wisdom though. Alright, I'm just kidding. What I mean to say is I know better now, and this has helped shape my views and how I see myself. You know, I know better and I've been able to apply this to my personal self-esteem in general. The point is, changing your body will not get you the validation that you think that you want, or changing your body will not get you the validation that you want. Chances are that you still feel the same way even if you changed your body to your desired taste. So the hack is to work on your body image and your self-esteem first. Everything else, like changing your body or changing your appearance, you know, pales in comparison to this. And these are things that I'll be addressing in the course of this particular season. The last fiction that I want to debunk in this episode is also the idea that posting a lot of pictures on social media and getting amazing, you know, flattering comments would help build a positive body image. Fine, it may make you feel good, but it's momentary. The fact that you even depend on comments to feel good about yourself and body is proof that you have a negative body image and that needs to be addressed. In my next episode, I'll be discussing signs of a negative and a positive body image, and you wouldn't want to miss that. So subscribe to this podcast if you haven't, so you'll be among the first one to know when the episode drops. But that's about it, really. That's about all of the fictions and the myths that I wanted to address in this podcast episode. But before I conclude this, let me say that it is not a bad thing to love your body or to desire to love your body. What I'm trying to say is that you can build a positive body image and have your sense of self-worth outside of how you look. You can learn to stop obsessing so much about how you look and focus on other things, right? And I think it's important that I also add that it is okay to not like how you look and want to change it. I might have hammered too much on building a positive body image, you know, that it might begin to seem like you shouldn't change your body or it's not right. It's completely okay to want to change it. Like I said earlier, we are all allowed to have preferences. But you need to ask yourself why. If you have a body image that has affected how you see yourself and the world around you, changing your body isn't going to fix that or make you happy all of a sudden, basically. So the hack is to, first of all, ask yourself why you want to do this and if there is a positive body image that needs to be addressed. And if there is, you are in the right place, because that is exactly what this season is set to do for you. So stick around, subscribe, and be ready for all the episodes in this season. Alright, that's it for this episode. If this has been helpful to you in any way, please let me know. Leave your reviews and your ratings, because I mean, your reviews and ratings mean that other people get to see the podcast. Also, don't forget to share on your social media and be sure to catch up on the next episode. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.